Welcome to Songcatcher, right here on Radio Adelaide on digital, online, and 101.5 FM. I'm Claire here with Clayton because Adrian is wandering around Mongolia and can't be with us tonight.
Not again. But this is where we invite some songwriter or composer guests in and chew the fat.
We invite songcatchers and music makers, and oddly enough, they often bring instruments.
Yeah, well, it is encouraged.
It is encouraged.
Indeed. And when it comes to writing, we're going to get some interesting stories tonight, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward. Yeah, this will
indeed
be fantastic.
So, we've got a couple of gentlemen who used to be in a crew called the Gartlonny Rats. Have I got that right?
Well said, Clayton. Yes, it is indeed. It's the Gartlonny Rats. That's a song by the Pogues. So, we just... Just nabbed that and named the band after that mm-hmm. song.
And I'm speaking with Jimmy Hopper. And I'm also speaking with Alan O'Toole.
Good evening.
Yeah, indeed. And when this particular band, the Rats, broke up, the Shambolics were the phoenix out of the ashes.
That's right, the phoenix rose out of the ashes, the Shambolics.
So... the Shambolics came together with some specific ideas from what I've read. Somebody had a plan.
Yeah, I think Alan had a plan, but it blew away.
Yeah.
We couldn't find it.
It was plan B.
Plan B.
We didn't have a plan A.
There was no plan A.
There was no plan A. But I think with the Rats, we were, it was sort of like a Pogues cover band. Mm-hmm. And there was six of us. I mean, it was a big band, big sound. Mm-hmm. But with the Shambolics, we thought more like writing our own songs, a bit of original material. That's where we really started from.
Mm-hmm. But with the energy, you still wanted to have that energy of the revved up Celtic.
Yeah. As the CD cover shows, there was a harmonica original, accordion, yeah, guitar and a banjo. And we still managed to capture that sort of energy in the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just went with that.
Okay. Now, the Shambolics have played around Adelaide since about 2004.
Yes.
2014.
Yeah, 2013. That's more like
it. Get my decade about
right. You're putting years on us here, mate.
And played lots of the local pubs like the Gov, the Exeter, the Metro, not surprisingly, the Irish Club.
Absolutely,
and we were joking before, but it wasn't a joke. The St Pat's Day when the Irish Club moved to Adelaide Oval,
yes, and also the St Patrick's Race Day at Morphett Vale,
and
we had to tone it down because we were told it's true we were frightening the horses.
That's right, because so we're only allowed to play between the races because they said if we played. When the horses were going out, the horses would be bloody river dancing out of the course, and they just couldn't have it, you know.
Surely the Irish dancing would suit the horses.
You would think
they don't have arms.
You would
after
think.
All.
You would think. Yeah, that's right. But maybe so we just play between the races, but that's coming up this September. We're playing down there again.
Okay, so. The punters liked you, even if the horses were a bit shy when they were
they
running.
They did. Well, after the copious amount of Guinness, they liked us even more.
Was that the horses or the punters?
The horses. They wasn't scared at all once they were drunk on the Guinness.
Well, there you go. That's the secret of getting a horse to be friendly is plenty of Guinness.
Plenty of Guinness for the horses.
Well, way back 2014, when you did get together, there was an EP called Pogue Mahone. Would somebody like to introduce... the title track for me.
Okay, this is...
You do it.
Microphone's not working. Yep,
you
do
it, Jim. No, you do.
Oh, you're gone. Okay, we're both doing it. Next track is Pogue Mahone by the Shambolics. Pogue Mahone translates into, from the Irish...
Kiss my arse.
There you go.
Or his arse, not mine.
Say I'm sorry to the wankers I've upset. Pogue Mahone, Pogue Mahone, Pogue Mahone.
is the energy of the Pogues when they intermarried with the Mahones.
And
something like that, maybe.
The Shambolics was born.
We'll get arrested for that kind of language.
the illegitimate songs.
So we've got a cover band morphing into an originals band.
Correct.
That's the interesting part for me. Is it a wise path to tread?
Well, we were a cover band, but Jim and I sort of wrote separately. We had such a library of original songs. And it was, we wanted to sort of bring them into the band slowly, bring them into the band a bit slowly. And we did it with a couple and...
But there was always, because there was six, there was always other songs coming up from the band saying, you know, we want to do this cover. So it was hard for us to get any originals in. So we just said, listen, we'll start this band, but mainly do originals. So we have the Pogue Mahone CD in 2014, and then obviously the Riot and Race Day. So that's a full album of 10 original songs. So so we just got into doing that, and that's
have these songs been mainly written since you started playing together?
Some of them, you know, the way you'll have a bit of a riff or a few words or a verse, and that could be there for. That could be there festering away for years, you know what I mean? Until something comes out.
Until somebody breaks the boil.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know.
and it flows out into the pus of a new song.
Is
that really a good analogy, Clayton?
It's a really crude image, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the festering. When you said that, it was just this whole
fermenting
image. Yeah.
Fermenting.
Fermenting's probably
better. Now we're getting back to the Guinness, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know more than anyone, Clayton. Your best songs are rewritten, aren't they? You write a song, and then a few years later, you know, it goes in the cupboard, and rewritten again later.
But I'm in the position where every week I know nothing.
You know nothing.
No, I'm here to listen to the experts.
Yeah, but I've seen you win. He's won an accompany of an award winner.
Clayton is an expert.
The Clayton.
We're only amateurs trotting after this.
So anyway, Clayton,
geez, now
when did you first start writing songs?
give us a song, Clayton. Give us a song. Yeah.
How much did you pay them?
Not enough, Claire. So when the band changed, became the Shambolics, what happened to the personnel? Did they come with you largely, or did you change a few things around?
Well, there was three Russian lads in the Gartlony Rats, and they were having babies. Their wives were having babies, obviously, and some of the lads weren't really that interested in playing, whereas Alan and I wanted, even if we weren't getting paid or whatever, we'd go to an open mic night just to go up and get the songs out. So,
because you're a bit past the young baby stage.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We're not exactly a boy band, Clayton. I'll tell you now, mate.
See, our audience would have never known.
No.
You were just stringing them along. They were fine.
All they would have known is that they were old enough to somehow convince somebody they could board that plane or board that boat and come to Australia.
That's right.
And where did you come from? Wasn't Russia, I know that. That's the other guys.
Yeah, well, no, I'm originally from Dublin.
Okay.
And I'm from Birmingham, UK.
Okay, so we're across that Irish sea, isn't it? Is that what it's
That's
called?
That's right, yeah.
Well, my family's Irish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence,
name
hence,
like O'Toole.
Hence the name O'Toole.
Okay, and when it comes to those Irish roots,
steady on now, Clayton.
I know it's after 9 o'clock, Clayton, but you know, mate. I hope you're not looking for names and addresses.
Colleen's will do.
I hope you're not looking for phone numbers.
How formative are the sounds that you grew up with, the Celtic sounds, the Irish music?
Well, like I said, just growing up in Dublin in the 70s, it was all sorts of music, blues, jazz, rock, pop and punk.
So it wasn't just Irish music and Irish jigs, there was all sorts happening.
But the way it was, you know, when you're young, 18, 19, you'll go out and you go to a bloody couple of punk bands, but we used to go like Sunday morning or whatever, we'd go to a traditional Irish session, and that might be just a listening only session, so it was always there.
Was that like the Quaker version of a jam or something?
Yeah, well, we used to get our oats, but we don't want to go on about that.
You mean to sit.
So
can you imagine Jimmy a listening only session?
I can't imagine.
But you know, the traditional music, it was always there in the background, in the fabric of what you're growing up with, you know? So I don't know what it was like in Birmingham, Al.
It was the opposite for me. You know, we're all big Irish community living in the UK, but we was into the 1982, 1978, the punks and all the rest of it that was out that era, all the ska, the madness, the specials. And I didn't ever foresee myself playing in a band like the Shambolics, but it's just the greatest fun you ever have in your life, really. And you don't need to go to a gym.
Well, that's a recommendation, isn't it?
Oh, it's great fun. I mean, I wouldn't be in it otherwise. And you know, you put your while you're in it, you know, you put your own input in. And so that's I think that's what makes the sound a bit unique. Like Jimmy plays the banjo, not like a traditional banjo player, but like a lead guitar. And so that's quite a different sound.
Mm-hmm. So from listening to all of the different sounds around the place, what was it that got you too interested in picking up an instrument and playing? And were the instruments you got here what you started with?
Well, initially it was just like in Ireland, every weekend, we used to go off to the country every weekend, and there's always what we call a sing song or a bit of a session. So if you're not a great singer like me, it's better if you have a bit of an instrument, you know, so you'd always be in the session. And it was every weekend you'd go off and play something. So it was guitar, mandolin, bit of banjo. So that was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mummy went to Spain and she brought back a guitar for me, and I just picked the guitar from the age of about 8, but never let anybody know. You know, it's just play the guitar.
This was a closet guitar.
A closet, but I've come out since.
I'm encouraged to hear that, Alan.
Does it encourage you to come out yourself, mate, as
well,
a guitar player?
My guitar's out anyway. So I don't know that I've seen Jimmy with anything else but a banjo. You're talking about mandolins and guitars and things.
We won't let him loose on anything else.
Yeah, play a bit of mandolin, a bit of mandola as well, and because they're similar tuning. But usually, if we're going to a gig, and it's just plug and play, we just plug in, we just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
When we were with the Rats, we'd change around a little bit, you know.
But
usually, it's just keep it simple, give it a lash, and then we're done.
Okay, well, that sounds fair enough. Well, I think we might get another track out there. We've got next one from the new CD, Riot on Race Day. Sounds like what you create amongst the horses when you play live.
There is a story about that, we'll tell you.
And this one's called Hell on Wheels.
Sing me home, boys. Sing me home. Sing me home, boys. No more Rome. I've been traveling this road of bones. Sing me home. Sing me a green and a pleasant land, a road stone hard, blood on my hands. Sign me in, sign me up, march right out on the dollar drop. Fought with the boys of the 69, didn't know if I was dead or alive. I had to kill to live, I've done some things only God will forgive. Working on the railroad, laying steel, tamping up solid, well, it's hell on wheels.
working on the railroad, laying steel. Tamp them up solid, well, it's hell on wheels. Came back one cold dark night. Three men were dead by the morning light. Solemn toll of the church bell. I rode out straight to hell. Riding through the desert haze, on the run from desperate days. Hound dogs on my heels. Ended up in hell on wheels. Working on the railroad, laying steel. Tamp 'em up solid, well, it's hell on wheels. Working on the railroad, laying steel. Tamp 'em up solid, well, it's hell on wheels. It's hell on wheels, boys.
Was Hell on Wheels, the Shambolics. That's our first taste of the relatively new CD, Riot on Race Day. A full 10 tracks, I think I counted earlier. Did I lose track?
That's right. No, you didn't lose any tracks, Clayton.
I wasn't sure if I might have run out of fingers and you know that was the end of my counting.
There's tracks, Race Day. You keep doing this.
Oh, goodness me. Goodness me.
Just wondering what's gotten into you.
As long as I don't go back to my Irish roots, I'll keep safe for the night, I suspect. So you guys started playing relatively young instruments because that's just what was done, although it wasn't done publicly for Alan. What about the compositional thing? Did you start writing back? Or about when did you start writing stuff?
What do you reckon?
Well, I started writing as soon as I got a guitar, and
that was the same. I started writing as soon as I got a pencil.
I drew first myself, but anyway.
Clayton, some of his songs are written in crayon.
Alan's are written in crayon because that's all they would let him have where he lives. That's all, he's only allowed to have a crayon.
In that world.
Nothing sharp.
The compositional stuff started more or less as soon as you got instruments. It was back before the internet and we couldn't find out how the hell we could play things? You just started making stuff up?
Yeah, the library and learned on the Beatles book, three chords, and, you know, you put three chords in a different arrangement and it sounds like another Beatles song. And, you know, if you want four chords, Clayton, you're going to have to start paying us money.
Well, we might have to go that far soon because, you know, you've got your instruments out. We're just chords. About there. The next part, of course, is the singing stuff. Did you sing in the closet as well, Alan?
No. Only when one of us had 10 bob for the meter and it was bath time. It was the only time.
But I was talking to one of the mates on Friday and he was saying, you know, just writing songs when you get like a tune or a couple of words and you'd be working. They said, now I must really get that down. But by the time you'd finish work, you'd forgotten the whole thing. But now with your smartphone or whatever, it's great that just you can record, put down a couple of words, put down a tune or whatever. So that's really very, very handy, you know?
Yeah, inspiration comes at 2 a.m. and you're trying to, I remember that, and you wake up.
When you're trying to get in the door. when you're trying to get the key in the door, you go,
in the wrong door.
In the wrong door.
In the neighbours.
Jeez, I must record that.
Yeah. Okay, and the question, of course, is, Alan, at one stage you came out of that closet with your guitar and with your voice.
Hanging onto the closet, please.
I'm wearing a very sparkly suit.
What was it that... What did I have hold of when I came out of the closet?
What was it that got you out with your instrument, with your voice, singing and playing, mate?
Birmingham's a tough town, and if you get up and start singing, you get bashed up, basically. So I didn't do it until I was 40 and I came to Australia and I met Jim from the Borders. We played soccer together. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jimmy's
he's out there and he does that
He's
stuff.
Already out the closet. And, as we all know, I think you're listening, Jim. And, he got me to, we just mentioned writing songs and
he said, hey, I can do that.
I think he wanted to steal them, basically. And so we just became really good friends. And, we wrote songs together for a long time.
Okay. Well, I think it's time for some music. We've got instruments at the ready. We've got a guitar. We've got a banjo. We've got a couple of voices, although I think we're only going to hear one at the moment.
Is it really a new song?
Now, we're going
it's
to
so
just,
new, we haven't written it
we've
yet.
Got to set our microphones up. So while we're doing that, just give us a tick.
Right, this next song was written about an Irish wake. It's called Whiskey and Gin, about how stories get exaggerated and ladies drink the gin and start to cry, all that kind of stuff. And it's a world premiere, never been played before. First time here on
It'll never be played again.
On the Suncatcher show, and it'll never be played again.
Thank you very much.
Whiskey and gin, if you didn't know. Just in case you couldn't guess.
You're listening to Songcatcher here on Radio Adelaide, and that is our guests of this evening. the would we call, well, we need to be careful, we don't want to upset the rest of the Shambolics, two of the main songwriters from the Shambolics. Would that be roughly true?
That would be correct. Two of the only
at the moment
songwriter.
There's the other members of the band, we give them a mention. Clayton, you got Adam Nielsen on violin and whistle. At this point. Kevin Neeson on bass. Dave
White.
Tullywella on
drums.
Drums.
Yeah, percussion.
Percussion.
Triangle.
Yeah.
The old triangle.
Because the only one who doesn't drink in the band. Yeah. And Jimmy and myself.
On whatever we can get a hold of.
Okay.
That's it.
And the Shambolics is a lot of fun, obviously.
It's great.
It is fun. A good night out. Yeah. That's, you know, if you want to go out and put your dancing clogs on and get into it, it's certainly a good night
out. But for you guys, it's not just, I'm going to write a song and put it out there. You have a lot of fun doing what you're doing, obviously.
Well, from that last song, I mean, we messed up the last verse, Jim did, but... you know, some of them are heartfelt.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you one thing: Alan never makes a mistake.
Oh,
not everything is crazy, a big lash. It's some of it's quite heartfelt, sentimental.
Yeah, we do a couple of love songs.
Really fast.
we'll do a love song at the end.
And there are some gentler songs along the way on the CDs as well. There's no doubt about that. But we've come time to the talk about song. And you guys have nominated the title track of the CD, Riot on Race Day, as your talk about song. So we've learned a little bit about, you know, your instruments and your voices and all that sort of stuff, but we haven't heard too much about how you go about writing a song.
Well, the man himself can tell you all about it.
What happened with the, like we said, we've done a couple of gigs down at Morfordville for the Irish Race Day. So whatever way they had it situated, I think you had to pay $80 to get into a certain area, right? And it was on one side of a picket fence, and there was a few people in there, and we were playing.
So you were on the one side of the picket fence with the other dudes?
Yeah, so there was, you pay $80 in, and they were in, I think they got a couple of free pints and a pie or whatever.
And the Shambolics.
Right. So on the other side of the picket fence, it was coming towards the end of the day, and everybody was coming down, and they're sort of well lit up now, I'll tell you straight now. So they could hear, obviously, they could hear us and see us.
There's noise happening. We're not horses. We're not scared of it all.
Yeah. So they're all sort of gathering outside, and there was one little security guy saying, no, you can't come in. So then they just all got together like a bit of a rugby scrum, and they just barged, and he said, stop. And he said, I'll go in. So it was a bit of a riot on race day. And then...
So you guys have been mobbed and crowd control didn't come to your aid.
Well, what happened was, look, I'd say there was about 100 people came into this, you know, $80 area or whatever. And then I think it was the security guard said...
Code red,
Shambolics, code red. And they came down, and within 10 minutes they pulled the plug.
So 100 people had stepped over a little fence and didn't pay $80.
Mm. But those who had...
1800.
But those who had...
1800 million they didn't pay.
Yeah, okay. So you went home with this idea?
Yeah,
or did
so
you
just, we just said riot on race day because of the...
Well, they pulled the plug on us, so we had to leave early.
Mm. So what better to do than write a song, no? Or did you go home and write a song? So how do you go about that process? I've got an idea... I've got a white picket fence.
Well, I think it was just a phrase, riot on race day.
Mm-hmm.
So then the song itself, I mean, you'll have a couple of riffs, you'll have loads of tunes written down. So then just start getting on with the story. So the story is sort of saving a horse from the knacker's yard, and then the horse actually is a whiskey drinking horse.
So was this inspired by any one of those particular punters that crossed the barrier?
All of them.
But the horse also eats bacon and cabbage.
Hairy bacon and cabbage. So it drinks whiskey. And eats hairy bacon and cabbage. So obviously a recipe for a winner. Mm-hmm. So then where did all these silly ideas come from?
How did you put those together?
I don't know. they just eventually got there.
Look at him. That's how
so, so it's just a bit of a humorous song, but the riot on race day was an actual thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. And that in, so a humorous event, even though you actually got unplugged,
yeah,
which is a bit rude, really.
You're here for
a gig and you get pulled off.
Yeah.
Well, unplugged is a better term of phrase, but they were so drunk, these fellas.
Well, and we just kept playing anyway.
Yeah, and so the more they drank, the raunchier, not raunchier.
more raucous.
Raucous, that's the word I'm looking for.
And then we just kept playing, so then the SWATs, squad.
SWAT team came.
Came in.
They started dancing.
Yeah.
They started, yeah.
Drinking Guinness, you know how they do.
And then the army came and then.
So you haven't mentioned the look, Clayton.
Mm.
We shambo up, as we call it.
We do, we shambo up, yeah. Sort of like the Peaky Blinders thingy.
Okay, so tell us about the shambo look.
Inside the folder.
Oh.
There. Not this one.
Wait a minute. I'm opening up the folder. And I'm looking at hats.
Caps.
Oh, get it right. Caps. Dark caps of the Irish kind of variety. And vests on...
Yeah, which is a waistcoat. We call it a waistcoat. You call it a vest.
Okay. And
because a string vest is different from a waistcoat now.
And boots.
Well, trousers as well.
Trousers as well.
Open neck trousers we wear.
And you Irish blokes don't have kilts and things.
Oh, you can, yeah, but that, in the privacy of your own home, you can do whatever you want, really. I mean,
for a bit of inspiration, you know, throw on the kilt.
Well, if you ever wanted to know what men in black look like if they're pretending to be Irish bop-along singers, that's the shambolics. That's what I'm thinking. I forgot to mention
that. Alan has a kilt, but it's a little black off the shoulder number, which I don't really want to go into now.
Okay, I think we might listen to Riot on Race Day.
Nell nagged down at the knacker's yard. She looked like a runner, though we'd have to train her hard. We fed her potatoes and soup made from nettles, and lumps of hairy bacon that we boil up in a kettle. We pushed her and pulled her and dragged her along. She wouldn't move an inch, there was something very wrong. We fed her strong tea and a half bottle of whiskey, but she galloped home, boys, leapin' and frisky. It's a riot and race day, the shambles beat them all. They played all day and they never did stall. The music started, they couldn't stand still. Riot and race day, down at Marbertville. The race started and she stood there blinking in the sun. All our money is gone, so the future is risky. But the jockey leaned over, whispered, if you win this, we'll give you a full bottle of whiskey. Well, she ran and ran and ran and ran, but yet she beat them all. It jumped all the fences and never did fall. Pushed past the post, but she tore off the track. The bookies cried foul and had a massive heart attack. There's a riot and race day, the shambles beat them all. They played all day and they never did fall. A push past the post, but she tore off the track. The bookies cried foul and had a massive heart attack. We'll be right back.
on race day.
It sounded like a riot.
It did indeed.
And were you all dancing at home? Because
and
we
in
were
the
here.
Car.
We were doing our best.
Very, very cool. So if there are white picket fences and you cross that line, be careful. You might have a
Once
song written about
line,
you.
Once you cross the line, that's it. Once you cross the line, there's no going back.
Mm. But look out for the shambolics down at race day because they do that regularly. They do quite a few gigs around the St. Patrick's Day thing.
And they're waiting for riots.
I think causing riots, actually.
Halfway to St. Patrick's.
That's where it's going. Yeah, at the end of September, it's obviously an excuse for a party. So it's halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and that's on the Irish Club. I think it was going to be the last weekend in September, but that's the footy, obviously. So I think it's the first weekend in October. It'll be the Shambolics and Buckley's Chance.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of dancers.
And modestly priced Guinness, too.
Yes, yeah, nice. yeah. Good price. Good place for a pint.
Okay. Alan's pointed out another theme in these CDs, and that is, can I call it the back side of the CD, Alan? Is that fair?
It's the reverse side of the cover.
So what is the reverse side of the cover all about?
Well, the album's called Pogue Mahone, which in Irish translates to Kiss My Ass, to be blunt. And so that was the theme for the first one, and people sort of didn't like it as much until they flipped it around and saw that, and then they started laughing. So when we did the Riot on Race Day, we thought, how could we do it? And so the rear side of the Riot on Race Day is Shambo's Bare Bum Again with the set list on it, and also the horse's right cheek from this side of the table.
Well, you've got the horse's right cheek, but the jockey's both cheeks. I think that's the point.
Well, and Alan had to pose for that, which he said he didn't mind. But
that horse wouldn't keep still, though.
Never mind. So we're going to get a couple more songs in. We've got a live one and a CD track, but you want to introduce us to Filthy Thieving Bastards.
Filthy Thieving Bastards, yes. It's a love song, obviously. but how this one came about was when we were playing with the Rats, we used to play in a pub up in Tea Tree Gully called the Fox and Firkin, and it was run by Steve, who was a Londoner. So whenever you usually go, you know, playing the gigs, you'll have a couple of pints because you got to drive home. So, but this one, because we're all from around that area, Steve said, "Okay, lads, you can have a few pints and a couple of $100." We said, "Fantastic." So we went in, and like I said, because we didn't have to drive, we had a good, copious amount of Guinness.
Paid us in Guinness and regretted it at the end of the tallying up.
$2,000 later. But so he came down and he said, you know, "You blokes are filthy, thieving bastards." So we just took it from there.
There you go. We're going to play a promo and we'll set the mics up. Back in a tick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mother up your daughters and daughters your mothers too, 'cause coming in the town is a filthy thieving crew. They say that they love you and never will they stray. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. Well, the filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. They ply you with poetry and tales of a lonesome life, but they check anyone, even a desperate housewife. So if you meet one, get on your knees and pray. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. Well, the filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. They tell you that your arse is the size of a pea. They love you and leave you with a baby on your knee. They love you forever, but from very far away. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. Here we go!
Thank you. scurrilous rapscallions, unscrupulous to boot. Leave a trail of destruction and they think it's just a hoot. To get you into bed, they'd pretend forever stay. But a filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. But a filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. So girls, when you go for a night on a town, don't let these bastards pull your defences down. The straight and the narrow will never do stray. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. The filthy thieving bastards and they steal your heart away. Here we go.
Bastards. There you go.
What a great song.
Live here at Radio Adelaide.
I love the banjo.
That's two parts really of well the Shambolics. Done. It's a banjo as lead guitar, as Alan suggested. I was wondering if he might break out the electric banjo there for a little while.
Well, this does plug in, but it's acoustic, but we do arc it
up. It's got a pickup in it.
Yeah, it's got a pickup in it.
Yeah. Very, very good. So that was a lot of fun. Now, we're going to have another track, squeeze it in before we have to say fare thee well. So would you like to introduce Banshee?
Okay, this next song's written about a drunken man coming up in the pub and seeing the Irish Grim Reaper, which is a banshee. die. I spat right in her eye. That night the banshee came to me. That night the banshee came to me.
That's how to behave around banshees.
Spit in her eye.
Very good. That's the Shambolics, and that's from Riot on Race Day, the relatively new CD that we have, featuring Alan's cheeks. So we're here on the on the back cover.
Only one of those cheeks is mine. You just pasted, cut and pasted.
It's been photoshopped big time.
So we've got a new CD, guys. Obviously, you've got a lot of call for you when it's the lead up and on St. Patrick's Day. Where else are you getting out and about, and where might people catch up with you?
We've been doing a couple of gigs at a new pub that's opened up in Grenfell Street, 73 Grenfell Street, in fact, called Brick City. It's a fantastic little place. You go up the stairs. And it's like I say, it's recently opened up, and they're just so accommodating. It's a real great atmosphere in there because it's so nice and cosy. And when did we do the other little, we played at the Grace Emily.
Yeah, we just played at the Grace last week with St Jude's and Ben Gell and the Boneyard Saints, and that was that was a good gig as well. And so it's always good.
The Federer's, was it Fidel's?
Oh, Fidel's, yeah. We also played at Fidel's. So coming up, I think we've got Irish Race Day probably on the 5th of September, I think. And then we usually end up doing the Talk Like a Pirate Day at the Gov. So we'll have to see if that
comes. Because I can imagine you'd get away with that quite easily.
That's great fun too. Mm-hmm. That really is a great night. If you can come along to that. International Talk Like a Pirate.
It's not the national, it's the international one, yeah.
It's at the Gov in the front bar, and it's the biggest hoot you'll have in your life.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's good. It's a great night out. And then, like we said, at the start of October, we've got halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and that's at the Irish Club. So that'll be another big night out.
Be lots of fun. Lots of fun indeed. Okay, where do people get in touch with what you're doing? Do you have any particular sites or contact lists or Facebooks or anything?
Yeah. Well, if you want to hear and download the music, just search on Bandcamp for the Shambolic. So both the CDs are up there. And we've got a Facebook. Is it Facebook or Spacebook? What's it called?
MySpacebook.
We're big. We are big in MySpace. I think we're the last band.
Lost in space.
Lost in space. Warning. So we've got a Facebook page as well. So just search for the Shambolics. Yeah.
Very good. Well, we wish you all the best. Of course, you've got to be out there and flock on the CD occasionally. And it's well worth picking up, well worth having a listen to, as you've heard tonight, folks. Lots and lots of fun. A couple of messages to go out on. I don't know if any of them...
There's a lot going on in the city.
Yeah, well, it's obviously the Umbrella Music Festival, so there's guitars and bars and stuff going on everywhere. Hope you're getting out that. And get the program, or just have a look online. Obviously, the Umbrella Music Festival, you'll find that.
And Scala, what's happening at Scala?
Well, it's not on for another week and a half, so let's not worry about that. But Fidel's on Sunday at the Doghouse, Royal Park, Yellow Blue Bus, Vagabond, and AP D'Antonio. That's if there's anything left after the Shambolics last month. I'm not so sure. The Stone Pony, Wirra Creek, down there on the 21st. David Blight, Chris Finnan, Rob Riley, Trev Warner.
So that's a biggie.
That's a biggie indeed. And, of course, next week here, Sean Kemp, fresh from supporting the Bay City Rollers at the Governor Hindmarsh. There you go. The world keeps going round, evidently. That's what happens. Thank you so much, guys, for coming
you.
In.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys, for having us in. And
yeah, it's been a hoot.
Radio Adelaide support
in Radio Land.
Radio station.
Yeah, and we wish you all the best with getting that out. Now, Shambo's Blessing. It's a little bit the Irish blessing gone wrong, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone very wrong.
If you were a priest and you said this blessing, you'd be excommunicated
May
straight away, I reckon.
May the road rise up to meet you.
Correct.
May the Ciao. Wind be at your back. May the horse that has your money be the first around the track. May the love you have inside you never wither, never die. May you live long and forever have a twinkle in your eye. So good luck to you. Good luck to you. May the road rise up to meet you, may the wind be at your back. May the horse that has your money be the first around the track. May the love you have inside you never wither, never die. May you live long and forever have a twinkle in your eye. So good luck to you, good luck to you. May your pint glass never empty and your pockets always full. You never get enough because you know she never will. May you wander free and easy and you never have to hide. You wake up in the morning to a rasher and a ride. So good luck to you, good luck to you. And by good luck I mean farewell, because you're surely bound for hell. And if your lady luck don't call, you'll have that cold look at all. May you have your fill of water, you'll be swimming in your snout. And if you think you're drowning, may they never pull you out. May your funeral be attended and your sins all be confessed. And someone sends the banshee to the fetching on your dress. So good luck to you, good luck to you. And by good luck I mean farewell, because you're surely bound for hell. And if your lady luck don't call, you'll have back all the